This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the Quad stands as the vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment for addressing the region's need together with Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwawa and USA's Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign minister said that it had started an emergency response to the catastrophe, which has grown into a full-fledged partnership. It also said that the Quad countries now work together and with the partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses the complex challenges from fighting the climate change, cancer and pandemics to bolstering the quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cybersecurity. India core sector's output growth increased by 4.3% in November this year on annual basis showed that the data released by the Ministry of Commerce yesterday. The production of cement, coal, steel, electricity, refinery products and fertilizers recorded the positive growth as per the data. The coal production increased by 7.5%, petroleum refinery projects rose by the 2.9%, fertilizers witnessed an uptick of 2%, steel increased by 4.8% and the cement surged by 13%, while the electricity gained 3.8% in November of the current fiscal year. Meanwhile, the crude oil contracted by 2.1% and the natural gas declined by 1.9% in comparison to the same month last year. The combined index of 8 core industries measured the combined and individual performance of production of 8 core industries, which are the cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery products, and steel. The 8 core industries comprise 40.27% of the weight of items included in the index of industrial production. The government has said that the space economy will grow nearly 5 times in the next decade from $8.4 billion to around $44 billion. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Minister of State from Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India will lead the space biology. He said that the investments in the space sector reached 1,000 crore rupees in 2023 alone, placing India as a frontline player globally. The minister highlighted that India's space sector has emerged as a significant foreign exchange earner. He said that €220 million earned through launching foreign satellites, 85% of the total was generated in the last 8 years. The minister said that the year 2024 has been an important year for the Indian space sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remarked that the India country is a powerhouse of talent filled with the innumerable inspiring life journeys showcasing the innovation and courage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi cited an example of the Green Army and hailed their pioneering work as inspiration. The Green Army is a group of determined women in Deora in Varanasi who raise awareness against drugs and gambling, celebrates the birth of every girl child like a festival of fights and fights against the dowry. The group's journey began with the establishment of the slipper-making factory with first pair of the slippers being sent to the Prime Minister. After a few days, the group received a letter of appreciation from Mr. Modi where he expressed pride over the group. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities around the world prepare for the New Year celebrations that highlight the local cultures and traditions. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to ring in 2025. Meanwhile, the people of Delhi NCR are all set to welcome the New Year 2025 on the eve of New Year, and the streets have been lit up. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the eve of New Year 2025. In a message, the president said that the New Year marks the beginning of new hopes, dreams and aspirations in everyone's life. In Hockey India League, Hyderabad Tufans grabbed the bonus point and prevailing Delhi SG Pipers 5-4 in the shootout as both the tyre sides were blocked for 2-2-3 at the end of this regulation time in Hockey India League. And that is the end of this news bulletin.